to Let's Talk. Welcome to Let's Talk America. I've got to tell you, Michelle and I have been living up to the name of the show here, going back and forth about the present situation of the country, which I, and this is what I was sharing with her. I have been reading for some time, obviously, more and more deeply into various aspects of the situation that has arisen in our country because of the election, quote unquote, of Joseph Biden. And the consequences are now starting to be quite palpable, the losses that we are suffering in the world. And if people haven't gotten it yet at the grassroots around this country, if they're still focusing, yes, think of all the damage that he's already done with the decisions he took when he first came into office. The first things he did were things that were calculated at starting the weakening process for America. I think now that we are approaching the next election, they are moving toward the things that are aimed at overthrowing our form of government. So that almost regardless of what happens after that in our politics because of their machinations, they could put themselves in the position of being able to occupy the White House again through all kinds of shenanigans, with us lying helplessly there because the country no longer belongs to us. And I say that because if you've been following, when I raise the issue about what's been going on with Biden, Biden now symbolizes the extent to which the Chinese have implemented their strategy of unrestricted warfare, which they've talked about since the 1990s, which Xi has moved vigorously to implement in terms of beefing up the military, their navy, their air force, their missiles, and things of this kind. All of this has been in train. And meanwhile, they had assaults going on at every level in the United States to essentially co-opt the American elite, all the way up to and including, of course, the elite at the national level in our governments, but also at other levels. And Michelle Swinnick, who's my guest today, we were talking back and forth about some of the aspects of this. And I think maybe, Michelle, we ought to start out by letting you give us a flavor of what is happening in Arizona, because I think you're exactly right. It's an example that ought to awaken us to the fact that this takeover of our country is now starting to show signs that the Chinese have planted their agents of influence, and they are now mobilizing those agents of influence in order to put us in a position where we move forward with things that essentially ratify the surrender of our sovereignty as a people. In my mind, one of the most egregious instances of this is WHO, which can be a kind of pattern if you think through its implications for what they are doing. But I also think we're now in a position where they mean to take us on in every possible way, including if this latest business with the banks is any example. I think they'd like to reduce us all, or relatively all, to pauperism by collapsing our banking system in a fashion that really hasn't happened since the onset of the Great Depression, because they mean to take this country apart, to take us down. And if we don't wake up now and start focusing on the folks who should be raising bloody heck right now in order to refocus our attention on how we get out from under this traitorous administration of our government. So that introduces to me my concern today, but I think that's the question that's hanging in the air. You know, all of this is going on. Are the American people gonna wake up to it and to the full extent of it in time that they can react and I think start to move forward on the kinds of things that say the Republicans in the House? The Republicans in the House could focus attention on every last shred of this if they have the guts to impeach Biden and haul before the country and the world all the ways in which he has been systematically selling out to the communist Chinese, and they have literally been pouring millions of dollars into his family's purse in order to effectuate the buyout. And I think he's bought and sold. And we are now being sold down the river. And that sound you hear is the rising tide of that betrayal. Am I making sense?
Oh, totally. But he's not the only one that's bought and sold. It is literally most of the elected and selected elitists, which are your politicians all over the country, especially in Washington, D.C. I'm going to jump to Arizona first, but people just need to understand that the reason why that they don't follow the law, they do whatever they want, is because we, the people, don't hold them accountable. I mean, we might do it for a day or two where you're sending emails or you're calling up because you watched somebody like Steve Bannon said, okay, everybody, get the posse and start dialing, get on these guys. Or you might actually tag them on social media and bring up something that's bothering you for a school board or for some legislation or perhaps them giving hundreds of billions of dollars now, because it's about 200 billion, even though you might hear lower numbers, it's about 200 billion to Ukraine, but yet not a dollar to the people in Ohio. So we don't keep them accountable. We do it for a couple of days and then we move on to, you know, playing on Facebook or lives. And that's the major problem.
Can I make one comment there? And that's why I think that the way things are developing, and I see a sort of inclination to do this, but I'm not sure that the Republican cohort and leadership in the House has thought it through all the way. Because they need to do more than have some ideas about this, that, and the other thing. By now, they should be developing a coherent strategy to make sure that the American people are awakened to the true nature of what is already the case with respect to the Democrat Party, its leadership at every level, as epitomized in the leader in the White House. That this is a party that is anti-American, and these are people who no longer work for the United States. Whatever position they're in, they're no longer working for government of, by, and for the people of the United States. Our sovereignty doesn't mean a thing to them. And that means our survival as a nation doesn't mean a thing. And I think that Biden is somebody who absolutely epitomizes this in the clearest way possible, because our major adversary in the world right now is Communist China. They have been openly rousing his people, preparing them for war of various kinds, including possibly direct war against our own territory. And meanwhile, at the same time, spending billions and billions of dollars in order to buy and sell agents of influence at every level throughout the United States. This has become, I think, a crisis that now becomes as existential. It's a threat to our very existence. If the American people don't start to wake up and first and foremost start to beat all of our representatives, especially in the national level, about the head and neck, to start howling about this and systematically looking into every last detail of what is going on. Because if we don't wake up to it and fully appreciate the magnitude of it, I don't think we're going to see a response to it that's effective.
Well, and I want to add that the RINO establishment, which is a majority, believe it or not, a majority of the people that are in office nationwide, and this is local here. I'm going to tell you what's going on in Arizona if you haven't heard about it. Those people are just as equally guilty. Okay, so you just said that they need to come up with a strategy. Okay, November of 2020, when they didn't quote unquote win the House, the Republicans, that's when you start your strategy. So we're at March of 2023. They've been in office, or they've had the House, the control of the House for 2 months. I've seen a little bit, not seen enough. I've not seen major things. January 6th prisoners are still in jail. They're still giving money to Ukraine. I still see voting machines in the process in order to have elections. So they haven't done the major things that matter. And so we need to always include them, because you need to understand that that's the people that are running all levels of your life. And as we were saying even earlier, you need to... You need to push back to these people, because at least here in Arizona, and I'm living it, okay, I'm in the front of the scenes, I'm on the ground, I'm behind the scenes, and on February 23rd, so last month, almost 3 weeks ago, they had a joint session here in Arizona between the Senate and the House, and it was the Elections Committee And they were brought five witnesses, five experts that came and gave testimony as to some election issues, major election issues. Names that you know, Seth Keschel and Colonel John Mills and Ivan Reichlin, Eric Schplecklin, and then Jacqueline Brager. Jacqueline Brager is working, has been 3.5 years working with John Thaler. And he is an attorney, and he has been doing a deep dive investigation into basically the largest operation of corruption and money laundering and bribery and racketeering and election fraud funneled in here in Arizona, but it's in 19 other states. The operation has created about $25 billion since he's been digging into it, $7.5 billion here in Arizona, and it involves the Sinaloa Mexican cartel, who actually runs the state of Arizona, the Mormon Church, and a whole bunch of politicians, the city of Mesa, other appointed officials, our governor, the secretary of state, three out of the five board of supervisors, other politicians, police officers, judges, people within the judicial system, the executive branch. So that is, and they have all the, they have information, he's putting together all of this into a book so people can understand it. He's released a lot of the information and people have just started digging on their own. And it's all true. Now you can go ahead and do your homework on it. That's fine. If you can deny it because you don't like the people that were the messenger. And that's what the biggest thing here in Arizona is after she came forward and had this information, and the first thing that you would think, the person who's the chair of the committee would be like, oh my gosh, we'll have some questions. There was no questions. Their reaction, the legislator's reaction, tells you everything, because they want to deny it. But then, I'll touch on it, but I want to tie it back into the CCP. So the reason why was interesting, about a week and a half ago, Brandon House had Pete Santillan and Colonel John Mills, and they only went through headlines and articles and videos that were provided by the mainstream media and the left about how the CCP has infiltrated the country and is working in conjunction with the Sinaloa and other Mexican cartels and the CIA and all the other three-letter agencies for decades against the country. And that what's happening here. So it's,
I think that we are now at a point where we ought to start to realize that the tentacles are reaching, and each of them, whether it's at the state level, the local level, they are reflecting a grand strategy. And that grand strategy is being pursued in like manner by all of these different tentacles. And it's interesting you mentioned the cartels, because that is another major sticking point, obviously. What has Joseph Biden been doing about our border? Well, he's been doing worse than nothing, because he's, in point of fact, allowed the whole situation to be dominated now by forces to which we're not even trying to respond. And when we mention the cartels and they mention fentanyl and the whole fentanyl, and everybody likes to act as if the cartels are the most important thing you ought to know about the fentanyl. No, the most important thing you ought to know about the fentanyl is that the fentanyl is being produced in communist China, and they have these unlimited supply because that is part of the Chinese plan to destroy our country. Okay, so all of these things are what they appear to be, right? That is the Sinaloa cartel, that is our border, and so forth and so on. But when you think about it overall, you must remember that's a war zone. And because of the President of the United States being what he is right now, we are losing that war. And we are suffering hundreds of thousands of casualties. We don't get this. We reacted at the Twin Towers, right? Mm-hmm. Buildings come down, they take your breath away, thousands of people are killed, and you're ready to go. And we have now a situation on the border that is claiming many more times the lives of Americans than that terrible event on 9/11. And yet we're not reacting to it as the foreign-inspired war that it was. That it is, you see? And remember, after the 9/11 business, we went to war, going after the people who had inflicted that harm upon us. Right now, we have sitting in the White House somebody who isn't even going to war against their tentacles in the cartel, much less against the Chinese government, far from it, as a matter of fact. And so I'm wondering, we are losing, by the way, our influence and clout around the world. I've been talking to a number of people about what just happened with the Saudis and Iran. And it wasn't so much that the Saudis are reestablishing relationships with Iran. Now, that in and of itself is because the Biden administration has refused to take an effective policy line toward Iran, even as it moves closer to nuclear weapons and so forth and so on. They don't seem to care very much. And into that situation, suddenly, and it should have been kind of breathtakingly surprising to a lot of people, who should appear but the Chinese communists? Do you realize that they haven't played a role effectively in the Middle East very much? Why? Because we played a role. We were the active, vigorous partner that everybody had to take account of. That appears no longer to be the case. And who's to blame? Well, the President of the United States and his anti-American Democrat Party cronies who are selling us out. And when I say selling, I mean selling. They're selling themselves. And apparently the Biden family has sold themselves for appears to be at least millions and maybe much more than that, because the real depth of it, I don't think, has been fully exposed or examined. When is that going to happen? This is what I'm asking, because the hour is growing late. Right? Everybody thinks you can wave a magic wand, have an election, everything's going to be solved. Not if in the interim, every last shred of your governmental infrastructure has been corroded, subverted, and is being destroyed with nobody paying close attention. And that's why I keep raising the question about the House of Representatives. I mean, the comparison, I'm sorry, is clear to me. How long had President Trump been in office before the Democrats decided that they were going to start breathing about and having hearings in preparation for impeachment and so forth and so on? Eh?
Well, it actually started when he came down the escalator, that they said, "Where if he gets in, we're going to make sure he gets out." So it was before he even was the candidate. So yeah, no, that's just
exactly
how they work.
And I realize that the Republicans may try to say, "Well, we only have a slim majority," and so forth and so on.
Yeah, but they did nothing for 2 years while they had that.
If in order to get to the facts, right, you are not willing to hammer that slim majority into line so that the American people can have a clear airing of the deep and concerning kinds of relationships, the buying and I'm being bought and sold relationships that the President of the United States has had with the Communist Chinese. Do most people know? I suppose they do, that he was being sustained by Communist Chinese money that poured in to the so-called institute that he was working at before he ran for president. See, this goes back a while. They've been buying him and preparation for this exposure for quite a while. And yet, I don't know, the Democrats were all gung-ho, but in spite of their declamations, I don't see that kind of enthusiasm to get at the hard facts and make sure they're being promoted out there to the American people, because we've got a decision that we must urgently make. And yet, I don't know that they're being provided, the people of this country are being provided with the depth of information they need. I know it's being written about. I know that there have been exposés and so forth and so on. But I don't see the people who now have the spotlight and who could put that spotlight on this dangerous subversion of our government at the highest level. They're not doing it yet. Why do you think that the Republicans are so, I don't know, timid about this?
Because at some level, they're compromised too. Again, I know that they love to come out and say they're America first and MAGA, they're this, they're that. Well, I haven't heard really anybody do anything for the 2 years that they claimed, oh, we're the minority. So what? You could still go ahead and take a stand on something, because you know if you don't stand for anything, you fall. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And they haven't been loud about anything. And again, they've had 2 months. 2 months that they've actually been in power, and day one they should have launched all the investigations, threw everything out on the table, exposed everything on day one, first day of school, and we're 2 months in, and you know we're having a hearing here or whatever. So no, it's the system. The system is designed literally against we the people, and a lot of these people again are compromised, because it all goes back to these money laundering operations, just like what happened with the two banks that just went down over the weekend, okay? So the two first ones, which was the SVB and the other one is Silver Lake, Silver something or other. Those two banks, the shareholders, right? The majority owner stakes. A couple of them were Chinese-owned companies, CCP-owned companies. There's a lot of Chinese startups within these two banks. So now that you've got a lot of people with the deposits in, they're all getting a quote-unquote rescued, it's just money laundering. That's what we've discovered by using the information that we were provided in Thayer and Brager's reports that I was talking about earlier during the hearing, and then all the supporting documentation and interviews that we've had them do, or they've done, and you've watched. It all goes back to money laundering, because you're thinking, especially here in Arizona, these people that are in office, they make $24,000 a year. Who would bother? Who would bother to do that? Well, because there's a lot of upsides, not to mention you have control in you're in an office position, but all of it is about money laundering, okay? There's lots of money laundering that goes through all these operations, whether it's mortgages, fake mortgages, insurance fraud, there's just direct payoffs into PACs for the politicians. This is at all levels. Like I was saying, I made a long list of different types of people that are part of this. And their names are named, so it's not hidden information. I'm not just saying, oh, there's a guy. No, it's Secretary of State, it's Governor Hobbit. And so a lot of it has to do with these money laundering operations. There's like 7 or 8 different forms of money laundering operation that they use. Fentanyl is another one. Human trafficking is another one, because you make a lot more money off of people than you do drugs. And it is, like, again, this is in 20 states. But then when I realized that this model, actually, if you overlay it in the federal government level, it makes sense, all the sense in the world. It includes budgets for states and for federal, because it's so layered with
stuff. When we get back, we need to talk, I think, a little bit about who's been footing the bill for a lot of this.
Oh, you and I.
And well, it's not as simple as you and I, because the money is being used to bribe people who are supposed to work for us. So it doesn't come from us. It works its way around, because we have, sadly, been giving a lot of money to the Chinese communists in various ways, and to the tune of billions of dollars. But those billions, sadly, have worked their way back to express what's necessary in order to buy and sell America's elites at every level. We'll be back right after this.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Jane Ruby here at the Reawaken Tour. I hope you're all here. Come out and see me. Love being here. Special shout out to my buddy, Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon TV, who I adore and respect. Miss you, Mike. And Brighteon TV, no censorship.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, Increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Keyes. This is Let's Talk America. And right now I'm talking to Michelle Swinnick about something that's really been weighing on my mind increasingly. Every day, every night, I wake up and I go to bed thinking about it in some form or another, because our country is under right now. You may not feel it every moment of your day, but we are under the most serious existential attack that I think we have ever faced as a nation. And I say that advisedly, because it's like we're in the midst of a time when debilitating poison is being flushed into the atmosphere of our government and political lives, unbeknownst to us. It's colorless, tasteless, odorless, except that it looks an awful lot like money being used to bribe everybody who's supposed to be working for us and representing us. Now, I'm not gonna cast that wide a net and say everybody's corrupt and so forth and so on. I don't know this. But I do know that the Democrat Party is thoroughly corrupted now by an ideology that rejects the American way of life. When are we gonna wake up? Okay? These people are in every way, like Jane Fonda the other day, one of these icons of their a kind of leftist totalitarian mentality. And she's talking in the context of abortion. And somebody asks, what are we going to do with all these people who are opposing abortion and passing these laws against abortion and so forth? And what her response was? You probably heard this. Her response was, kill them. No, don't laugh. But because it's not a subject. She said, kill them.
But
she said, kill him.
They're demons.
Somebody said, oh, she's just joking and so forth and so on.
No, she's
she
not.
Looked daggers at that person and said, murder them. Repeated it more emphatically. And come on, y'all, when are we going to start waking up to what is being thrown in our face? They're smacking us in the face with the reality of who we're dealing with now. And when I say anti-American, don't put it in some mild sense. Everywhere a totalitarian communist takeover has occurred, it has been accompanied by massive slaughter. Not just tens of millions, but hundreds of millions accounted for when you total up all of these various regimes that slaughtered people when they came to power. And we're acting as if we're somehow immune, that all these people are going to be so nice to the folks whose country they're robbing and destroying than they were anywhere else in the world, because of the sick mentality that pervades all communist totalitarian ideology. See? Human beings aren't worth anything except in terms of the agenda of their pursuit of power. That's a major distinction between that whole mentality and the foundation. Because you and I are protected by the notion, which I hope we still uphold and are willing to uphold and defend with our lives, that our worth doesn't depend on the success of some party or other. Our worth depends on the judgment of God already made before we got here in the course of the creation of humanity. And that means we should never surrender to their power. And yet we're doing so, Michelle, because we have elites who don't believe in the American understanding anymore, who are tired of having to pay attention to people they despise, the ordinary folks in America. And they have one aim now, particularly in the Democrat Party, and that's to overthrow the government of, by, and for the people that they now regard as some kind of plague on their ambitions. And sadly, I think this is a mentality that exists in both parties and that has been courted. It was recognized decades ago and has been exploited and courted and bribed by the Communist Chinese in a systematic way, so that they now have agents of influence that have contributed to the corrosion of our elite's loyalty to this country and are now using those disloyal elites to take us down.
Well, I want to expand on that. So, and I think it's important that people realize this. So I'm going to go back to examples in Arizona. And there, because these are people's names that you know and you've seen, just like the people that are claiming to be so pro MAGA, America First, let's do this. But yeah, I don't see the actions, just like we've been discussing with the Congress. I don't see results. It's not that hard. So if you could play the video real quick, it's only a minute and 30 seconds, and it is people that you'll not recognize who are just, we're gonna get stuff done, we're gonna be amazing, and then we're fighting for you, America. And then I'll tell you a little story about a few of them and what's going on here.
It is we, the state legislature, that has the plenary authority endowed to us by the United States Constitution. And thereby, it is on our shoulders. And it is incumbent upon us to get smart on it and guard the vote and its integrity.
We are the election officials. We make the law. It's granted to us, retained in the Constitution.
We recognize your concerns, that they're valid, that we are working to fix the system just as the people demand. And I want to let you know that it's the Republican Party here that is listening to you.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution. We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't.
All right, so let me just fill you in. So that was Wendy Rogers, Sonny Borelli, and Alex Kaladin. They are here, the two senators and representatives. Wendy Rogers, last year, campaign raised $3.3 million and claiming to do election integrity. Her post on Twitter is, her number one mission is to accomplish election integrity. When posed at this meeting, this hearing at 2:23, which is February 23rd, with the information in front of her, she did nothing. So then she actually put out that press release that I showed you there. And she said that was not the place to have this information out, even though it is the House of the People. And that is the information, especially when you bring it to law enforcement and the executive branch and nothing is happening because we have a corrupt judicial system in the country, not to mention here in Arizona. So it was brought in front of a hearing about election and election fraud, election integrity, election crimes. And then she has the nerve to say that she has, it's out of her hands. She has nothing to do, but yet her number one mission and she is to election integrity. A purpose of a committee, she's the chair, is to investigate. And then if she, and then Sonny Borelli and her both said, well, we just don't have the ability to subpoena. That's a lie, ARS, which is a statute. 41-1151 gives the chair they have the plenary power, and it gives them the power to subpoena anybody they want. Sonny Borelli had pushed back and said, well, we can't subpoena citizens. So I looked up the statute, anyone can. There's no carve out for who you can or who you can't. So that's just a sample of what these people that claim to be they're for the people. They want your money, but they don't do the actions that they say. So they're liars, grifters, and frauds, okay? And if you don't believe me, I'm giving you proof, because the first thing they should do is investigate. Investigate the information. You have five people experts that have been doing this for years, giving you facts, documents, and all kinds of supporting information. So this is the legislatures that are in, I know that this is going to sound familiar for a lot of people that are in the states, in other states in the federal, because it makes sense. Like, we have a wide open border here. But you have to understand, up until this most fraudulent election, and meanwhile, this was the most fraudulent election in the history of the planet, was in Mayor Corruption County on November 8th. But yet the people that claim to be the warriors for you literally told you, they gave you the middle finger and said, we're not going to do anything.
But I think I was noticing when she was describing their powers. It is true and accurate to say that state legislatures have the first cut at establishing the rules that are supposed to govern our elections in each state. One of the things that I find interesting, though, is that the Constitution is very clear that if the Congress finds that unacceptable, what the results, they then have the authority to remake those rules and change them. See, the final authority rests with the Congress. I guess that's why, Michelle, I am looking at the Republican control of the House. Which, by the way, if they were being as vigorous as I think they need to be, if they were really bringing out all of this stinky mess that shows that we're dealing with an anti-American party on the Democrat side, all well and good to identify individuals and so forth and so on, because I think there's certainly rhinos and other people, anti-MAGA folks on the Republican side. But let's be clear, the systematic attack on the government of the United States as presented in the Constitution, as grounded in the Declaration of Independence, is now the mission of the Democrat Party. They mean to overthrow the sovereignty to the government of, by, and for the people, and substitute for it a little elitist clique empowered to tyrannize over us the way most of the Democrat governors and all this did during the COVID thing. That's their goal, because that's their ideology now. That's what they believe should be our government. It's incompatible with who we are. We can't survive if we keep supporting and going back out for a party that no longer believes we should be governing their actions at every level of government in America, that the people are the ultimate kings and queens of this country. Not some vanguard party, not some ideological party, not some movement that's going to change this and that, the climate, by snapping their fingers and all of this garbage that they're trying to sell us. No, we need to see clearly we're under attack. And it's an attack, by the way, that we also need to see clearly is bought and paid for by foreign adversaries of the United States. Communist China being prominent among them, because they have an openly declared war. Do you think most Americans are aware of the fact that Xi has not been, the head of China, of Chinese government, has not been at all abashed when he goes to his meetings of their plenary sessions and all of this, at pointing out that's the enemy, and we're mobilizing in order to wage effective war on them and beat them and replace them in the scheme of things in the world today. That's what he's openly declared. And these are folks then who are working with that, cooperating with that at every level. And I see now, they keep saying, well, we only have this book. As long as you can control the committees, you can control the investigations, you can shed light on and report. And I think it's quite telling, Michelle, I don't know what they're going to do, but I haven't noticed them making a big furor about the corruption of our elections. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself,
doesn't it?
They're not making a big furor about the fact that our president is a bought and sold agent of the Chinese Communist government. They're not making a big deal about the deep corruption that was in evidence. They should be using the platform they now have to spend every waking hour, every relevant committee should be focused on bringing witness after witness after witness in order to expose the corrupt attack and its relationship to the war being waged against us by the Chinese, who are among, with George Soros and the World Economic Forum and all these people, that they're among those who are now funding this war against the people of the United States. I don't just say the United States anymore. You've got to realize their major aim is to brush aside the people of this country. They're already thinking that they've co-opted the elites. Now they want to brush aside the people. And I think the Republicans ought to be seeking, as a counterpoint to that strategy, to rouse the awareness of the American people that it is the people of the United States that they are attacking. Not just institutions and people here and there. It's the whole idea that we are a sovereign people who elect and therefore ultimately are able to determine who's going to occupy the seats of power in government at every level. They mean to destroy this. I think it's the main aim for the existence of the Democrat Party right now, to destroy effectively that system of government. Now, they haven't gotten to Jane Fonda's role yet. They want to get that power, and then mark my words, people like her saying kill them, that's not just going to be a phrase, it's going to be an instruction.
Yeah, remember those 80-some thousand IRS agents that are armed? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to hold you under gunpoint because you didn't pay an extra $100 in taxes? That's not what they're for. They're not there to audit your books, people. We told you that a long time ago. And they just apparently hired 5,000 more. So what you're saying about them coming after us, that's exactly what's going to be in the next phase. Because we're in the way, we're loud, and we're trying to get people to show up and actually take action, right? Call out your legislators, call out the Congress, spend 15, 20 minutes a day tagging them on social media and calling them out for whatever it is, whatever flavor of the day is, because there's so much. Just start with the machines, right? Go with the election machines, because if you keep these election machines in the actual system, they control the system. So pick that. If there's something that you want, I mean, join us in Arizona because we have our one-click email campaign because we want the investigation to be done. We need to demand this investigation to be done. And this is why it's critical for people to realize how important it is for you guys all over the country to help us do this and put the pressure on them, because Arizona will open the can of worms, the demonic, nefarious can of worms that will go into what is happening with the election fraud. And then it will attach to what happened to 22, which was across the whole country. And it'll expose that these people that are in office weren't actually elected. And then it'll also then go back to 2020, which then now everything is exposed on what they did with Biden and Trump and all the rest of the positions where these people have not been in office. Because the reason why you have Ukraine, the reason why you have wide open borders, the reason why you have fentanyl, the reason why you just had these two collapses with these banks, and now all of a sudden a magical rescue, which is not going to be rescue because there's not enough money, is because it goes back to when you have fraudulent elections, you have catastrophic consequences, which you're living those for the past 2 years. So you have to go back to that.
Michelle, we have to explore that a little bit, because the catastrophic consequence in this particular case is that you set the stage for what has happened, which is to say the capture of our of highest office in our land, of all the bureaus and agencies that in various ways are subsets of that office, of all the things that depend on them, have been captured now by the enemy. And I don't mean the Democrats. I mean the communist Chinese, who are now using these pro-communist elites in order to take this country down. And I think that's why I'm deeply concerned, because I think election fraud, the Chinese infiltration of America in every way, at every level. We're not just talking about government, by the way. We're talking about government, we're talking about universities, we're talking about schools, other things like this. They were comprehensive in their understanding. They also have been comprehensive in wanting to make sure that they're able to influence things that are being produced by all those who can influence opinion in any way, whether it's internet influencers and so forth and so on. This has been NBA. Part of their comprehensive strategy in order to allow their propaganda to dominate and weaken the understanding, the knowledge, the information acquired by the American people, so that though we are the target of their effort to destroy, we will quietly and absent-mindedly cooperate with that effort because they will have so saturated our sources of information. I think that this is going down. And if we mean to do something about it, I think one of the first things we have to do is recognize the good efforts that have been going on, lift up that banner of election, of opposition to the hijacking of our elections by people using fraudulent means. And on the other hand as well, side by side with that, we need to make sure that more and more Americans understand that step number one, the epitome of the danger we're in by the co-optation of America's elites is Biden and his whole administration, who are now bought and sold by the communist Chinese. They're doing the work of our enemy. And I think that's quite clear. And it's the first time, I have studied a fair amount of American history. There have been people, obviously, Alger Hiss, other people, agents of influence that had prominent roles even in American policy at various times. I don't know that I look back on a notion, but with the possible, I'm not making an exception, but the closest you'd come to somebody who had these kind of anti-American views leaning toward the leftist totalitarian spectrum would be FDR, one of our most famous Democrat presidents, who in the course of things also evinced, I think, a sincere admiration for the Soviet Union and their communism and other things like this at various points. But I don't remember before, though, because FDR was influenced and perhaps persuaded. I don't know. This guy is bought and sold.
Oh, totally.
His persuasion has been bought and paid for, and they boast about the fact. One of their ministers was up there talking to a session the other day I saw, and he was saying, well, what did he say? No Americans can resist us. All the Americans, we can buy and sell them. And then he said, Hunter Biden. And the audience laughed,
yeah.
Right? Knowingly laughed that was the proof of what he was saying. Wake up, y'all. Because if the presidency has fallen into the hands of the enemy, remember what the president does. And one of the things he does is he's supposed to help defend the country. How's Biden been doing at that? On the border, is he defending us against the Chinese flood of fentanyl that's being used to kill our people at every age? No, he hasn't. Anyway, think about it and start clamoring that the Republicans start raising the level of concentration on the exposure of the treachery that is now going on in the Democrat Party and by the bought and sold Biden administration. Ponder that. We're done for the day. We'll be back right after this.